Howdy, friend. Welcome to Homegrown. I'm your host, R.P. Smith. This week, I received a letter from a homegrown listener from North Bend, Nebraska. She sent me a poem by Roy S. Lehman. I don't have any background information on Mr. Lehman, but I appreciate a poem that he wrote that he is titled, Give Me the Little Town. Give me the little town, or the one-horse town, if you please. The town that's not down on maps of renown, the one with the garden and trees. The city with all of its glamour and glare, with its swallow-tailed coat and low gown, may appeal to the rest of you, but for my share, give me the little town. Give me the simple life, the life that is great and sincere, the life that's not rife with battle and strife, nor fraught with the feeling of fear. Allow me to mingle with those I respect, where every man loves his own wife, where matrimonial barks are not wrecked. Give me the simple life. Give me the golden rule to guide me, oh, life's little span, the rule that's school for veriest fool, as well as the greatest wise man. And when I am through with this life and its cares, just quietly carry me down and lay me among my departed forebears, close to some little town. As I was putting together this morning's program, I went through my files and stumbled across a poem that I had forgotten about. It goes well with this time of year, and I think I'd better get it down on paper before I lose it again. I hope it's a pleasant surprise for you folks also. I call it Rhythm of the Range. There's crispness in the fall breeze, you can feel it in your veins, and the very fact you notice from the mountains to the plains is proof you are a citizen on this steadily spinning spear. The sting upon your cheek says you've marked another year. You may reflect a moment, then you'd best be on your way, for hours, minutes, seconds are limit measured in a day, and they pass with no regard as you twist to rearrange the predestined order that birth and death do border. It marches on and takes no quarter. It's the rhythm of the range. It's the sound of spring's first raindrops and July's hot howling wind. They counteract and cancel from beginning to the end. First you're soaked with blessing and then you're soaked with sweat. If you've rode the full circle, you will feel not regret, but gratitude for your capacity and God-given tenacity, a part of His creation to be, the land, the sky, the grass, and me. My best efforts to arrange, to shape or mold or somehow change, are but the slightest patter, overshadowed by the clatter of the marvelous, thunderous wonders of the rhythm of the range. In the stillness of the starlit night, my mind is screaming out, the silence so overwhelming my significance I doubt. This refrain goes on for eternity, I, the privileged one to see, though I am its slave, it sets me free. There is no place I'd rather be. Sounds of stampeding hooves retreating, why that's only my heart beating. Faith and fear no more competing in this moment, oh so fleeting. I read the seasons, and I know, someday I will go. My passing will bring but little change. Today I feel blessed for the stirring in my chest, as I continue on my quest, until again I will seek rest, in the rambling, rolling rhythm of the range. Thanks for riding along on Homegrown this morning. Just one more quick closing thought. I could call this Prairie Flower in a Cow Path. When life treats you tough, you can't take it for granted. Just turn toward the sun and bloom where you're planted. Have a great week. Please join me next time for another edition of Homegrown.